blessings of life. Now what we are going to do is we're going to do the touch of light healing technique. We're going to be using a subject and showing you the points on the body that you are to touch as you are moving over the person's auric field. First of all, before you start healing, you'll need to prepare the area for healing. You concentrate and you see your connection with God. Then you feel it, and then you are that. You come to the state of beingness. When you feel this state of beingness, this golden state of being, and the health and power is flowing through you, that is your connection. So you always make the connection before you start. Then while you are working, you keep your mind clear and free. You've been a good student, so you study. God has a lot of principles and powers in you that he can use through you now that you have put those matrix patterns within the mind. Now that you have practiced and stored light, you have an ability to draw light because a like attracts a like. All returning to the source as God heals through you, any released energy will go back to the source, back to God. God will disassemble it. You don't have to scoop it up and throw it in the garbage or do anything with it. You let go and you let God. Now, as we're working through the consciousness of an individual and through the body, because you're not only working on the physical manifestation, you're working at the subliminal areas, the subconscious, the sub of the subconscious, and the superconscious areas, that sympathetic, parasympathetic level of the nervous system, but also in that autonomic level and the physiological, etherical level has to be activated. So you have all four levels of your nervous system are open. Your etheric is open. Your physiological nervous system is open completely. Your autonomic system is open. Your mind is open on the sympathetic level of the nervous system. And your spirit is open to light on the parasympathetic, the rejuvenating level of consciousness. You want to see your light penetrating into that area. Now what we'll be doing is we'll be going up the legs, one at a time, and then up the spine. Now as we go along the spine, you notice that there are these, along the trunk are these branches coming off. They go to the organs, they go to the glands, as we studied in our touch of light last week. And all of this nerve ganglia is like little wires that carry the energy to the various parts of the body. So as we start here at the bottom, we work our way up to the top of the head area, and we release energy out of the top of the head. Now when this energy is being released out, new energy is coming in to take its place. There are no vacuums in the universe. There is no empty space. So when you displace this energy with a brighter light, as you, the God conscious light that you're sending in, you're replacing it as you're going and driving out this other energy, the negative or lower vibrations, as you're laying on hands and moving your energy through. So as we touch every point, we touch every point that they do in shiatsu or they do in these different therapeutic areas of massage, we're touching all of these points. In fact, there are 334 separate points in the body where we send healing into the body by working with this technique. Now, it's very simple. And it's very clear to do this work. Now, if you're doing a whole healing, this takes about a half hour, where you go through each time through the body using each color. You start with a rose-colored red, then a fire orange, and a sunshine yellow, and then you go to that emerald green, and then that sky blue, midnight blue of the indigo. And you go into that violet fire, then you go to the golden light, and then you go through the white light. And so you're making these nine passes over the body. What we're going to do today, we're going to make one pass to show you how to move through the body. Maybe we'll make two so that you get it completely. Then we're going to show you how to release the energies and realign head areas, to realign the brain and realign the structure there so that energy will come evenly upon the brain on both sides of the brain. We'll balance it out for the individual. So we'll be doing two of those techniques today. So you are working from the bottom of the feet, working upwards coming up both legs and then up through the spine, and we'll be touching all these points here. Then the individual turns over, and we come to the area here where we are working with the chakras in the body. We start here at the base chakra, and we touch this base chakra, and we touch it right above the pelvic area, and that draws energy, attention, consciousness. So remember, energy follows thought. Energy follows thought. So you keep your open thought, an open channel, to the chakras, and you touch the bell of each chakra as you're going up. Now there are moon chakras on the body. They are in the hands, they're in the elbows, they're in the wrists, they're in the chest area of the individual, they're over the mammary glands of the individual, they're on each eye, behind each ear, there are some here around the stomach area, on each side of the stomach. There are 21 of these in the knees and in the feet. So there are 20 of these, 21 of these chakras that are moon chakras, subtle chakras, that are on the body, and we are moving over those. Now there are two techniques. One is the direct hand touching the skin technique, and the other is an etherical technique where you do not touch the person's skin, but you keep your hand about a quarter of an inch above their body. We are going to do this technique because it is legal in all the states and in most places. The laying on of hands, once you do this and you touch them physically, in some states they call this diagnosis, and they can arrest you for practicing medicine without a license. So you don't want to get into an area where you're going to have problems. So don't touch the physical body and you will be clear. Touch the etheric, because we are going through the chakra levels. The reason we touch the physical body in places is to bring consciousness more solid there for the individual. But we're going to show you the technique, the etherical movement over the body this time. We will be touching the feet area, and we will be touching the head area, and we'll be moving energy up through the body through a direct of touch. So now let's look again here at these chakras. We're going to be working energy into each one of these chakras, raising the energy up over the whole head center and then out through the top of the head. What this is doing, this is called an auric alignment. You are aligning the person's aura. In the etheric body is the pattern for all the physical body. If you have a leaf and you cut part of it off, and you take a picture of that with acrylic photography, you will find that there's a phantom leaf effect. The etheric part of the leaf is still there, even though the physical part is gone. It's just like a man that's got his leg cut off and then he still feels his foot itching. He's still getting the sensation from his etherical level. If his mind is strong enough, he can see his physical growing again, and he'll grow a new leg or new foot. Once there was a woman that came to a teacher, Ernest Angley, and she prayed that God to heal her foot. She had lost her foot. And in 6 months, she grew a new foot, and it had a little pink skin on, like a baby skin. But she grew a new foot. There are miracles and power. God has no limitation. He can replace organs. He can replace any diseased area instantly within the body. God's power is present and instant. So you're going through the body level by level, and you're healing each level of consciousness. You're generating a field of consciousness by holding your mind in that area. First you attune to the red, and then you open your mind. You don't stay thinking red, 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 red as you're going. You attune, and then you open up for the flow. You'll feel a little tingle, or you feel a little breath move through you, or you may just feel like you're a little remote from your body as that energy comes in. It's a powerful movement of consciousness as we open to God. The more we can open, the more we can get out of the way. See, we've studied. We put in what we need to put in. Now we need to step aside and let that work. Now you don't consciously make yourself walk all the time. You put it in, and now you walk. You don't consciously make your hands move. Let's get this hand up here and try to eat. No, you just eat, and you can be talking and cutting and all of this stuff, your food up, and without thinking about it. You see? So you've practiced now till you don't think about it. Now is not the time for thinking. Now is not the time for getting emotional or letting any of your levels of consciousness play. It's to stand in that middle path, to stand in the neutral universe, to stand in the spiritual indifference of the Godhead. See, there are three aspects of the Godhead that you must firmly establish within your character and within your demonstration as a spiritual being. The three qualities of the Godhead are the father or the parent quality, and you must have this ability in you to be the parent. And then you must have the ability to be the son or daughter, the child of God. And then you must have this ability of the spirit. So the first one gives you the firm and stern attitude of the father or parent, firm and stern. The child of God is joyful, loving. And the spirit is spiritually indifferent. It lets go, lets God, you see. And so that's the neutral area that you stand in. You stand in the spirit of God. This is not the time for the parent. This is not time for the child. This is the time for God's love and joy to come through and heal. God's vital force energies and powers and health, eternal life flowing into the individual. So we're going to go through the chakras, through these various charts here on a subject. Now let's turn to our subject. Today we have for our subject a young lady here. She's feeling very well, so we are just going to give her some energy to make her feel better. Now I want you to come down on the subject here and look at the, here is the feet area of the subject. And could I get you to move your head over just a little bit? Here's the feet area of the subject. This is where we start. But before we start here, we want to clear the area. So we start this movement over top of the subject. Now slowly move with me here. This is it. And we go over clearing this area. We're making a movement because we don't want to shock this person's body. You see, we don't want to shock them. What we want to do is we want to come into their aura. We're already in the aura here. See, and she can feel this as I'm moving over at a subtle level. She's feeling this. Now, what we do is we bring attention to the feet area. Now, along this arch of the foot is all the nerve endings for the spine of the body. We stimulate all of these endings. Right here at the heel is the anus. Here is the hips. And then here is the root chakra all the way up to the throat chakra into the head centers in the big toe. So as you give this energy down this way, it activates it for the person. Then you place your hand over the foot. Here you're getting a physical contact with the person's foot. Then you lift your hand up till you feel the energy moving between you and the foot, and you start concentrating the energy in the foot. Then slowly you're moving up the body. You hit the second point. You can touch this point. It brings the attention of the individual there. Now you work your energies up. Once you've come to a point, you keep that point covered and move to the next point. We're moving up here to the sciatic junction in the hip here. So the sciatic nerve is going up here and coming in the spine. So we're moving the energy up to the sciatic nerve. A little tap there to bring attention. We're in the etheric level, bringing up the legs. We bring up the legs. Now we come to the base of the spine. We hold our hand over the base of the spine. And we come back down the other leg. And we touch the leg again. We're working on that spine again. The anus and the hips, we're activating these, and then moving the energy up the spine to the head center. Energy follows thought, and so all these little nerves go into the brain, they go into the various parts of the body, they're sending a signal to pay attention. And now again, we make that connection and get that nice warmth. We feel that warmth going, or energy, or maybe it's like a little air going there. Then we slowly come up the leg again, tap that point at the back of the knee, coming up there. And we come up along the leg, because all the points, there's points all along this way that we are working with. We come up, we tap that junction box again there, the sciatic nerve, to the base of the spine. Now here's where we start our work on the spine. Now we want to have energy moving upwards. So we point our hands pointing upwards because there's magnetism coming out of the end of the hands. There's magnetism coming out of the hand chakra. And then we move it up. We move energy up the spine till we come to that small of the back. Now we have these two chakra points covered. Now we work this hand up again and cover that chakra point. You see what we're doing here? And we're moving the energy up. We're moving the energy up, spreading the energy up in the person's body. Now we go up to just below the shoulder blades. And we've got our hands over these points. And she can feel the energy coming in to her body at this point. You're concentrating an open mind, and the energy is going into the spine, deep in the body. Then you move your energies up again to that next point. Bring that energy up. You can feel it there. I'm noticing that there's a little energy here that may be stuck. We just clear that energy there between the heart and the navel chakra. We're moving that energy up. Now this point here, we just touch the back of the neck here, and we bring our energies down to the person's hand. Now we are taking this hand of the individual, and we're touching the palm again, and we place our hand on their hand. And then we come up the arm to the elbow, then we bring our hand up there, then we bring our arm up to the shoulder, bring our other hand up there, up to the center. Now we hold the center again, and we go down, and we do the same thing to this end. We activate that hand chakra, and we put our hand over their hand. Then as we come up, we're coming over the center here. Now that we've got this contact, so we never break contact. Either one hand or the other is always sending energy to the body once you start the system. So we come up over this chakra here. This is a psychic center here, the heart beating through this area. And the energy goes on the blood, comes up to the area of the elbow, bring that up, then up to the shoulder, bring that up. Bring that up to the back of the neck again. Now we come, and here's where we touch again. We take our hands here, and we just touch back here behind the ears, and we bring that together. What this does is bring the energies of the back of the brain together. We bring it together, then we bring this up over the person's head, up again here to the top of the head. We're bringing this energy together from both sides of the head, and then we just feel that energy, pulling that energy out like this. Then we just clean our hands. We just clean our hands and we clean our heads. You must clean after you do each movement. Now, I'm going to go through this movement once again on the back so you can see it, but I'm not going to say anything this time. This time I'm going to go into a deeper concentration. I'm going to be, I do a study little Om to keep my attention clear on Om, on God. And you may have music playing or something like that. You keep your mind on it, inspires you to God. And so we just go like this. Om. What I'm doing now is I'm looking with my third eye. Om. I see this is a pretty clear aura here. Om. 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 So that is the back of the body. Now can I have you turn over? Now we have activated the roots of the chakras. We have activated them in the spinal column. Now we want to clear out the nerve ganglia from the bell into the spine of each one of these. Now remember, as we're doing this, it's going through the glands, it's going through the organs. Do not concentrate on the organs themselves. Concentrate on the healing. Just keep your mind on the healing. You've already studied that. You already have the patterns in there. If you put your mind on that, you're just you can direct the energy that way, but your will is coming in. Maybe God wants to do something for that person that you are unaware of at that moment. And so you must be open for God's movement, His Spirit to move through you. Now I say His because it's the active Spirit, not the passive receptive mother. It's the Father aspect that is sending the creative energy through. It's a driving force through you. God may want to give her loving joy. He may want to give her healing grace and replace something. Well, if you're there thinking, well, it's just energy going there, you stand in the way. You stand like a door. Because you are the step-down transformer for the energy into this dimension. So again, we start at the top of the aura, going over the aura, making passes above the person's body. Start again at the feet. Now we stimulate the spine by putting our fingers right along the spine here and then moving it up and then hand over the front of the foot. Coming up along the leg to the knee. Feel that energy. And see, this clothing doesn't make any difference. The energy goes right through it. It goes right into the bones. We're concentrating energy into the bones. Now I'm sending energy to the right-hand side here on her left leg because she has a little passiveness and she needs a little more action in her consciousness here. So I got impressed to send this energy a little to the right and then to straighten it up and move it up. Now we come up here to right where the joint is in the leg. The joint of the leg here. In this joint, we are sending energy, and there's a conjunction box for the sciatic nerve. It goes through this part of the bottom part of the skeleton here and past this joint. So we're concentrating on a joint, the energy going in, then over just above the pelvic area, coming up again to that point over the pelvic area, holding the hand there, coming back down to the feet area. Now we stimulate again that energy, just run it up the foot. You see, it's just a suggestion. You're making a physical suggestion here. And then you're putting your energy there. Then a hand over the foot. Then up to the knee. Feeling the knee energy. Then you come up with the other hand to the knee. Then up to that joint area there again. You're concentrating the energy in. Up with the other hand. Then over the pelvic area. That's the root chakra. Now you've got energy moving there up to the spleen. Now you've got energy moving to the spleen. Now from the spleen over to the navel. Now you've got energy at the navel. Now over to the navel with the other hand and up to the heart center. Now you're going over to the moon chakras, over the mammaries there. Now you come up to the chest area with the other hand and you're moving in this way, activating all these centers within here. The bowels for the blood is going up through the arms here, up through this way. I mean the arteries for the blood. You're purifying that area. They have psychic centers here and here on the body. They bring this up to the neck. Now there's a little place right in the neck where it has a bone, and you put your just touch your finger there. That's the bottom of the throat chakra. And as you're doing this, you go down to the hands then. Now as you touch this, it brings the energy, the creative level, higher mind, and it's pulling the energy up in the body. Then down again you go to the hands, you bring that up to the elbow, up to the elbow, up to the shoulder, up to the shoulder, across to the neck, across to the neck, keep your hand there, down to the other hand. Now you're over the other hand again, over the wrist, up to the elbow with that hand, up to the shoulder, over to the neck. And now we're going to work on the facial area of the individual. Now in this facial movement here, what we are doing is we're working here on this jaw. The jaw area here holds in it, you'll move over this way, thank you, holds within it here tension from the emotional body. So you want to break up the tension by just coming up over that from the back of the jaw forward here and then touching right here at the chin level. Now we are bringing energy now to rejuvenate the face. Then we come up here to each side of the nose and we press again. This is rejuvenating energy. Then we take our next finger and we push right here below the nose. Then we come up to the nose, up the nose to the brow. Again, we take this energy out to the sides, up to the nose, up to the brow. Now we're bringing this energy up to the center of the brow. Now we take the brow energy up to just inside the hairline, touching both fingers on each side, and in touching these fingers on the telepathic areas of the brain. We've concentrated at this point. These two points are the telepathic areas. This is a spiritual area. This is the broadening of sight. Now all of these points are brought together back down to the bottom part of the third eye. This point right here between the brow. This is the bottom. Then we send that energy up again to the middle, hesitating for a moment, then up just into the hairline there, and then we bring that other finger up there and we bring it right up to the top of the head, and then we bring the two sides together, bring that energy right out of the top of the head, and that is the technique. So we are moving through the body in this way, we're moving through the subject in this way. Can we have our subject set up now? Okay, turn around here. What do you notice from the, how do you feel? What's happened?
Lighter. The energy is, we feel tingling, very tingling.
Tingling and light. See, that's the vibrance coming in there. That tingling and light energy that God sent into her body. See, you didn't do a thing. On yourself, you do nothing. But in God, you're doing all things, you see. You don't want to be bound by anything that comes off of anybody's aura. Okay, thank you very much for being a subject today. Blessings. So in the touch of light healing, it is this simple. One pass through the body will give a good alignment, but the nine passes go in depth in structure. We go through the red, then we go through the orange, we go through the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, the violet. Each time you're lifting, each time you're lifting, each time you're clearing, you're seeing this energy come out of your hands out a good 6 to 8 inches. It's just penetrating, pushing right through the very center of the bones, the bone marrow, you see. Because you want to strengthen this against atomic attack. Because atomic energy can affect the bones, the marrow of the bones. And so it starts disintegrating there. And there's where a lot of the cells, the white cells of the body, are manufactured. And they go into blood at this point. And these are the ones that fight off the disease, the white ones. And so what you're doing is you're sending that white light through in that one pass, in that ninth pass, and it's clear white light. So you go through each level, you're spinning the atoms of the atomic structure of the individual, their electronic body is being charged, their nervous system is being charged, all the organs, all of the circulatory system, the muscle system, the skeleton system, all the glands, all of the whole body, the etheric level, all of it is being touched. The physical etherical body has been worked on and healed. At the same time, we're praying, God, heal the emotional energy here, heal the mental energy here. Because it is in the same area that the energy is playing. The mind is playing here in the body, and the emotions are playing in the body. And when you work with all of these levels, you're clearing the personality of the individual. See, in that last pass of the white light, you're doing this for the soul and spiritual upliftment of the individual. So you may be in sympathy with this person when you first start, but you must take it up to an empathetic level and not stay in sympathetic level. Sympathetic level gives you the feeling of it. You can then know and understand where it's at. But you must take this to higher consciousness, to creative power. Creative power, empathy, empathy. Now let me tell you the difference. I was studying with a North American shaman. His name was Marcelo. In the early part of this church, Rebecca Harrison is the vice president of this church, myself and my wife Esther Ray, we were all at this, what they call a powwow, which is a picnic. It's an Indian picnic. And they were beating the drums, and they danced, and they played ball. And we noticed something about their auras. They walked with the heart. They walked higher in their auras, so their center of balance was at the heart. So you can see where the person's center of balance is if you watch them walk along, which chakra they're kind of moving, swinging from. Some, you know, they're moving the old hips there, and some have got the old stomach going, you know, that kind of thing. Some got the old shoulders going, some got the head going as they're going down the road. So you can start seeing where they're moving at, where they're, if you took and you put your finger there and the person turned over, they would have a, you know, turn over that way. You see, just in your mind. You don't go over there and stick the finger and watch the person go over and say, yeah, that's your center of balance. You know, you might get in trouble that way. But anyway, you do this in your mind. You see, where if I stuck my finger there, where would the person rotate balanced? See? And you might find that you have to stick it up there at their head because they have a great power beyond the body and in the body too. You see? So whatever's centered. The Indians walked with heart. They walked with their heart centers open. They walked with an open heart to know the environment, to be masters of their environment, to work with the environment, you see. So you are working with heart, you are working with spiritual energy, you're working with this technique to bring about eternal life coming back to that individual.
Blessings of light. What I want you to do now is I want you to select a partner that you can perform this touch of light on. We're going to give you a few minutes now to find a position where you can be kneeling next to the person. You can clear away the chairs or whatever's in the room there, or where the floor is open. The individuals can lay down for the touch of light, first on their stomach, and then they'll go over on their back. First we'll have one movement where a person does the touch of light on the subject, and then the subject becomes the healer and does the touch of light on the first person. I hope that's clear. Otherwise, what I mean is to switch positions after you've run the touch of light. So what we're going to do to help you is we're going to illustrate again on the screen the touch of light while you're doing it. So find your positions, clear your chairs or whatever need be away, get next to the partner you have selected. And then when you're ready, you can turn this tape back on for the touch of light. So find your positions. Blessings. Now watch carefully the screen as you go through the individual that you are working on. Keep in the same speed and rhythms that we are working with on the screen. Blessings. You may turn this tape off now and get situated and turn it back on when you're ready. Now what I want you to do is I want you to feel relaxed and open, both the subject and the one that is working on the subject. You're tuning into all the colors of the universe, the basic rays of light that come from God. And you're following this energy back into a crystal. And so follow this beautiful lights of energy of red and yellow and blue back into a crystal. And feel that you are brilliant within this crystal. And the crystalline light is coming from the Holy Spirit of God, sustained by Christ, administered to by the masters of the rays of light, of life, the angels of healing and power, all the powers of heaven now administering to you as you burst through the other side of this crystal into the presence of God in purity and perfection. Feel the presence of God pouring to you, an individual conscious manifestation of God. There is no difference between the ocean and the drop. Now feel there is no difference between you and the Spirit of God that is flowing through you. Feel and attune to this energy. Concentrate. Concentrate upon it. Now in a few moments we'll begin. Concentrate on impacting this consciousness. And then when we're ready to move, see yourself coming back through the crystal in pure white light, radiating all the rays into the body of the individual. A rainbow. Now relax and concentrate. Your sign to begin will be the rerunning of the tape on how to perform the touch of light.